especially at a time of such miracles, and that God stood on their side and that they were triumphant, they should try it on their own. They shouldn't try it with Rome. But he bowed to the practicality of the situation, and he made the alliance with Rome. So those were two things that Shimon did. There will be a third thing, not that Shimon does, but that his son, Yochanan Hyrcanus, does, whom we'll discuss. Yochanan Hyrcanus, there was a tribe who lived in the Negev, in the southern part of Eretz Israel, a tribe of Goyim, who were called the Idumians, the Edomim. They are not the Edomim who are from Esav, it's a different tribe, the Idumians. And he, Yochanan Hyrcanus, conquered their part of the country, and he gave them the choice, either convert or leave. And most of them converted and became Jews. And Chazal said, we don't need Jews who are converted at the point of a sword. Those are not the converts we're looking for. And we will see that from those Idumeans came Herod the Great, and the others came all the troubles. So you have three events that the first Hashmonaim did that were opposed already by the rabbis. The fact that the Kahuna and the Malchus was concentrated in one person who was not descended from the house of David. Secondly, the alliance with Rome. Thirdly, the forcible conversion of the Bnei Edom, of the Idumeans, and making them Jews, which was against the principles of Geirus, the halacha of Geirus of Chazal. As long as Shimon was alive, no one said a word to him. There were no public displays of displeasure. He was treated always with honor, always with respect. He was and remained the popular hero of the people, and he was the connection to the Nes Chanukah. He was the connection to Matisyahu, to the great events that had occurred and saved the Jewish people. Shimon took for himself a son-in-law who betrayed him. We don't want to get into the issues of fathers-in-law and sons-in-law, but the problem of in-laws plays a great role in these stories. And his son-in-law was bribed by the Greek leaders of Syria, who still hoped to regain their empire, to regain their country, and they promised him that if he will assassinate his father-in-law, if he will assassinate Shimon, he will become the king. And since Shimon had three sons, so the son-in-law had no chance to become the king because of the laws of direct descent. So he therefore bit on the bait, and he invited Shimon and Shimon's wife, his father-in-law and mother-in-law, and his two brothers-in-law to spend the winter in Jericho, which was where his palace was. Jericho was and remains a winter resort in Eretz Israel. It's warm, it's near the Dead Sea, it's not subject to the cold of Yerushalayim, and Shimon came.
This is the end of Side 1. Please turn your tape over for the continuation.